And we are back with Business Radio X Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, when it comes to building that coveted pool of listeners, what are some ideas for getting that first group, man, that first set of listeners?
Yeah, I was reading some things, some thought leadership that Spotify was putting out, and they had some interesting suggestions or recommendations, and their three tips, and this is where I got from Spotify, was these are the three things you should be doing to get those first 100 listeners. And getting those first 100 listeners and subscribers to your podcast are really critical when it comes to creating that escape velocity if you want to build a substantial sized audience that's provable to sponsors and things like that. So if you're not doing these things, then you're not really serious about it. So anybody who has a podcast or anybody that's trying to build a listener base, these are must-do activities. So first and foremost is you have to reach out personally and invite at least 10 people you know, friends, family, team members, clients, vendors, prospects, anybody that you know personally, and encourage them to subscribe and share each of your episodes. Okay, you have to do this on a regular basis to get that escape velocity. So every week, reach out to 10 people and say, hey, I just posted this episode. Please listen to it, subscribe to it, and share it with people you think that would benefit from it. This kind of personal outreach is critical to get that escape velocity for the show. This is a must do. You have to do this if you're serious about growing your audience. And if your client who's sponsoring the show isn't doing it, then they're not really serious. If they haven't really made an effort to get their friends, family, team members, clients, and vendors to subscribe and share the show, they're not really serious about growing an audience. Secondly, make sure every episode you're doing is solving a listener's problem. The content has to be worth people's time, and they should feel like they can't get this kind of information anywhere else. So make sure your content quality is good enough and that you are solving a listener's problem. And that means that if you're interviewing just people and spotlighting their business, make sure you capture information and intelligence from them about what makes them unique, and make sure that they're sharing advice to help other people. You have to have valuable content if you want to build an audience. And then third, invest some time and energy in repurposing highlights from each episode and share them on all your social platforms, your website, your blogs, your newsletters, your emails, everywhere. You have to be evangelizing for the show, or else nobody is going to even know it exists. So the first step is the people you know. And then secondly, make sure the content's great. And third, you have to repurpose the content in a variety of ways on a variety of platforms. And you have to do that relentlessly. Now, a bonus tip is to make sure that the guests of your show are doing everything I just said that you should do. If your guests will do all that stuff and they're going to share it to 10 of their friends and family and team members, and they're going to go into the episode and make sure they're going to share valuable advice, and then they're going to repurpose the content and they're going to share it on all their platforms, then you have a shot of growing an audience and building an audience that will reach more people.